Allodia was first documented in Alaska in 2010 in the Chinook Slough in North Pole. It was subsequently tracked as far back as 1982 in Cordova's Eyak Lake and identified at numerous other Alaska sites in the Cordova, Fairbanks, Kenai, and Anchorage areas. Fairbanks-based U.S. Forest Service Invasive Plants Program Manager Trish Wirtz says an herbicide called Floridone proven effective at eradicating Allodia infestations in the lower 48 and on the Kenai.
You can put a very low, small concentration of Floridone in the water, and it will kill the Allodia, but either not harm or only slightly damage other aquatic plants, and they rebound relatively quickly.
Wirtz says a local group of agencies is proposing to apply Floridone to Chinook Slough and Chinook Lake, a plan they're taking public feedback on. The slough and lake and a portion of the Chinook River are among 20 known Alaska Allodia infestation sites, including most recently Anchorage's Lake Hood, the state's biggest floatplane base and a means of carrying the invasive to waters all over Alaska. Herbicide application may be the quickest way to halt Allodia. Wirtz says the decision to look at it in the Fairbanks area follows an unsuccessful effort to use a suction dredge to vacuum up the plant.
That didn't work very well. It was extremely time-consuming and labor-intensive. And after a couple of hundred hours of suction dredging, they were only able to remove the Allodia from about half an acre of Chinook Slough.
Wirtz acknowledges that transitioning from a mechanical to a chemical approach raises the issue of side effects.
The whole toxicology of chemicals in water, it's a very complex issue, but this chemical's been used for years, and it's approved by the EPA for use at 10 times the level that they're using it on the Kenai. And even if you used it at up to 10 times the amount, there's no restrictions for people on drinking the water or swimming in the water, even the same day it's applied.
Allodia is believed to have made its way to Alaska by several potential avenues, including aircraft floats, boats, and other water sports gear, and aquariums containing the plant that are inadvertently dumped into local waters. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.